He's the one who cheated, yet I'm the one who is struggling so much with shame. I don't understand why this is hitting me the way it is, but how in the world do I move past the shame of his betrayal? Well, beautiful, that's a great question, and we're going to tackle that today on Beauty Beyond Betrayal. Hey, beautiful, welcome to Beauty Beyond Betrayal. Have you discovered your husband's been having an affair? Do you just want the pain to stop and be able to take a deep breath again? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to save your marriage, heal from an affair? Do you wake up with the hope that this nightmare would end only to feel crushed and humiliated because your husband acts like the affair was really your fault and now you're left obsessing with where he is and if he's seeing her again? Hey, I'm Lisa. I too was devastated when I discovered my husband was having an affair. I too felt the pain would never end and wished he would just stop the affair and we could restore our marriage. I wanted the weight of the trauma to be lifted so I could breathe again and be able to have someone, anyone help me climb out of the dark, miry pit of despair so I could begin to heal and be confident in me again. But I kept telling myself, he won't stop seeing her. Must have been my fault. And this pain, it'll never go away. Until I found hope and healing in Christ, along with simple techniques that helped me to learn how to recover from the betrayal. In this podcast, you'll discover what betrayal trauma really is, learn simple techniques to heal and recover, and get biblical guidance to help you make the right choices as you heal from the affair so you can be free from the heartbreak and the pain, and rise in confidence once again to be the woman God created you to be. So beautiful, grab your favorite latte or a glass of wine, snuggle up on the couch and focus on yourself for a few minutes. Let's dive into what it really means to rise up from the ashes of betrayal and loss into a life that you really desire. The shame of betrayal is a strange thing when it comes to the one who has been betrayed. I mean, after all, you're not the one who was unfaithful. So why is it that you have all of this shame heaped on you and you're struggling so greatly with it? Well, beautiful, experiencing shockwaves of your husband's infidelity triggers an overwhelming sense of shame in us. I mean, after all, you have been a faithful wife, yet this betrayal has struck, and it has struck deep, and the pain can manifest as an unexpected burden, and it's called the shame of betrayal. Well, today I want to dive deep in what betrayal shame, or the shame of betrayal interchangeably, can actually cause us to feel, what it does to us, and how we can start to explore the complexities of it and overcome it so that we're not dealing with it any longer. But first, I want to just say thank you to all of our loyal listeners. You know, we have topped out. Finally, we hit over 100,000 downloads a few weeks ago, and I was so busy with hip replacement surgery that I did not have the opportunity to do a shout out to all of my loyal listeners and to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. So we have surpassed it greatly, 100,000 plus downloads. And it's because of you. Now, I would love for you to go below in the show notes and leave us a 5-star review. If this show has helped you in any way, inspired you, encouraged you, helped you as the betrayed or as the unfaithful, please leave us a 5-star review. That's how we know we are getting the right information to you, that we are continuing to bring what you need for your healing journey, as well as it keeps us in the airwaves to those across the globe who also are in need of hope and healing from the devastating effects of betrayal. So go below in the show notes, leave us a 5-star review. How about even tell us how this has impacted you? We would love to feature you and really shout yours out on the show as we continue to read those beautiful reviews. So thank you from the bottom of our heart. So let's kind of jump in. Now, you're the faithful. You're not the one who was ending up in an affair. You're not the one who led a secret, deceitful life. Yet, you're the one who's dealing with this shame of his betrayal. Well, 9 times out of 10, it often stems from misplaced blame that is unfairly laid upon us by our unfaithful spouse. They are gaslighting us. They are coming at us, shifting the blame. They are manipulating the situation, and it breeds a lot of shame. And this shame clouds our self-perspective and self-perception and shakes our self-worth, fueling the self-imposed guilt and insecurity. However, let me just say this. Self-care is something that will serve as a shield, so to speak, to that kind of assault. Making sure that you're recognizing truth, that you're reclaiming your worth, that you are seeking out support and accountability as you are healing from the devastating effects of betrayal is crucial. This is something you're going to need. So, how does this shame of betrayal confuse us so greatly? Well, it tends to blur your perspective and your perceptions. And again, it clouds your thoughts about anything dealing with your spouse, the infidelity, or the sexual addiction that they've been dealing with. You don't know what to think. Your thoughts are all over the place, and they are out of control. It thrusts you into a mental state where your reasoning and logic are thrown by the wayside. They've been kicked to the curb. Your frontal part of your brain, that old reptilian part of the brain, that survival mode has kicked in, and the rest of your brain with reasoning and logic has been hijacked. It's been closed down right now because you are just trying to survive day by day. However, openly discussing your feelings of shame with those who are empathetic, safe people, maybe family, friends, coworkers that you can trust that are in your corner. Maybe it is a trauma-informed coach or therapist, but someone that has understanding that can help you process and heal from this shame is vital. Now, we dive into it, and that's how we process these complex emotions, the underlying truths about ourselves, and the relationship. All of this can emerge as we are processing this with those who can help us through it. Now, we need to foster a journey of healing after the betrayal. You need to decide, who are you going to allow to walk through this with you? Don't go it alone. Never, never go it alone. None of us can. Even as a trauma-informed specialist who deals with betrayal and affairs, I can tell you, I couldn't navigate this on my own. I had to have specialists to help me and eventually help me and my husband navigate the murky waters of betrayal trauma. We needed specialists to help us navigate through, and so do you. So if you are in need of that, go below in the show notes and click where it says work with me. Go over, fill out your consult form, and let's talk. Let's see how we can get you unstuck from the shame of betrayal and move you forward through your healing process. Now, the betrayal, the shame of it, is very, very crippling. And I know you're probably saying, boy, is that an understatement. And it arises from being betrayed. And this is very complex, and it's a very painful emotion to experience. It's overwhelming, it's triggering, and it involves your entire being. It affects your mind, it affects your body, and at the end of the day, you're probably feeling like more than just your husband is betraying you right now. You probably feel like your mind is betraying you. You probably feel that way because of all the ruminating thoughts. They won't stop. They just keep going over and over, and now you can't sleep well because your brain won't shut off, and you can't think straight. You're always foggy. You're forgetting things. then you feel like your body as well has betrayed you. Because once again, your emotions are all over the place. One minute you're sad, one minute you're giggling, one minute you're angry and you're throwing things. And the next minute, you just want the one who betrayed you to wrap his arms around you and tell you that it's going to be okay. Your body is out of whack. You can't sleep. You can't eat. You have unexplained aches and pains, headaches. You can't digest your food properly. One minute you're constipated, the next you're running to the bathroom. Like literally, you feel betrayed by your body. Well, that is because the effects of betrayal do affect your mind and they affect your body. And it causes you to really have this crippling experience. It triggers the fight, flight, fear, fawn response. And it impairs your ability to even think logically. It impairs your body's ability to normalize itself. Your nervous system is out of whack, it's dysregulated. And at the end of the day, you are just seeking peace and calm once again. Well, you can recover from this beautiful. You can recover from the shame of betrayal. So how do we even start to recover from this? The first thing is we need to reach out to those who are trauma-informed, those who understand the shame aspect of betrayal. Because not everybody does. We live in a society that is turned upside down. They do not navigate betrayal and the trauma of it God's way. They navigate it from a vengeful state. And we see that in society. There is no traditional grieving aspect of betrayal. We don't even have that because people look at it as, well, just, you know, kick it to the curb, leave them. They treated you poorly. Move on with your life. Forget about it. Or we have the flip side where we have movies and shows and those in society that glorify pornography and affairs. So it can be extremely confusing if we look anywhere. Then those who have been trauma-informed and are really seeking to help you heal God's way. Now, you also can heal from the shame of betrayal by sharing your emotions with those who are trained in this field and those who are considered to be your safe people. Now, those are the ones that you can trust with your emotions, who empathize with your situation. They're going to call you on the carpet when you need to be, if you're out of line. And yet, they are going to be for you. If you choose to stay in the relationship, they want to cheer you along the way. If you choose to leave the relationship, they are cheering you along the way. They are there to support you. They are going to feed life into you. And they are going to tell you truth and allow you to do the same to them. So you definitely need safe people in your life. And the last thing that I would say that you need to truly recover from the shame of betrayal is a proven pathway. You need a roadmap, so to speak, that can help you to reestablish safety and security in your life because the shame has imploded that. You have no security. That's why you feel the shame that you do. So you need to reestablish that in your life. You need to also be able to reestablish what your personal rights are, what your relational rights are. Set healthy boundaries with very good consequences. Set non-negotiables that you are not going to stand for any longer. Deal with the limiting beliefs that are really haunting you at the moment. Learn how to squash the triggers and the ruminating thoughts once and for all by rewiring your brain, as scripture would say, transforming yourself by the renewal of your mind, and then enabling your body to to release trauma in the way it was designed to, so your body can actually get regulated again and you can heal. Come back into what's called homeostasis so that the trauma no longer defines you. Then step into rediscovering who you really are, who God created you to be, so you can move forward with your life, find joy again, and really love living again. Beautiful, that kind of roadmap is something that you need to look to a professional for. And again, someone who is trauma-informed and who specializes in betrayal trauma and a fair recovery. And if that's something you need, I would be so honored to help you in that journey. So go below in the show notes, grab your consult while you can, because those are getting taken very, very quickly. So make sure to grab yours, and I would love to see what we can design for you to get you to heal from the shame of betrayal once and for all. Beautiful, I pray today's episode helped you, that it gave you a little glimmer of hope, and to let you know that God truly wants to heal you from the shame of betrayal. Shame is from the enemy. God doesn't want you stuck in it, so let's get you healed. Be blessed. Thanks for stopping by today and spending a little while with me. I hope you enjoyed today's show and found hope, healing, and encouragement. Please remember to subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. You can even screenshot this episode and share it on IG or Facebook stories. This is how we get the message of hope and healing out to all women who are in the midst of betrayal and loss. If you're ready to move out of the devastation of betrayal and take the next step in your healing, make sure to reach out to me and schedule your breakthrough coaching call today. Until next time, love God, live your life passionately, and always choose joy in the midst of any circumstance that you may face. Cheers to you, beautiful.